he's in front of me at my feet. He's a dachshund. So like if I'm carrying something, I literally can't see him. And I'm walking and it's like he wants to, quote, follow me, but he is in front of me. So he's stopping and he's looking back and he's looking back and I'm trying to go around him and then he turns. And I'm like, you're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. It's kind of getting on my nerves.
Killed by a wiener.
Killed by a wiener.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Couldn't tell you. Go ahead. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Designer Cornbread Podcast, episode 180.
Welcome. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yes, we are. Okay. So last night or this morning, like at wake up time, as my alarm's going off, I don't know what I'm dreaming, but I'm dreaming that all these people were in my house and like I'm waiting on them. I mean, I'm how to company, I'm serving, I'm cleaning, I'm doing all this stuff. I was like, these people have got to leave. I've got to get some rest. I'm exhausted.
Are you sure that was a dream? It wasn't just like last week?
That just is like reality.
Okay.
But, and then it switched to like, and you were there and we were working in some, it wasn't really a factory.
Oh Lord.
But it was something, I don't know, but we kept working and working and it would never end. I mean, it just,
it was, we were Lucy and Ethel at the candy factory.
Yes. I mean, we just couldn't. I mean, like way past time. Like we've been working for days.
Oh no.
And exhaustion. Well, then my alarm goes off. So I'm waking up exhausted.
Exhausted.
I mean, exhausted. So I'm like, man, I am dragging. And I get to first period. And I have a student. And let me just tell you, she is such a hard worker. And I love her because she keeps everybody in line.
Nice.
If I'm up there teaching and somebody starts talking, she shuts them up. Hey, y'all get in here and get your dishes done. Hey, y'all. I mean, I really I like her. It's not that. But this girl has ADHD. And I'm pretty sure that if you look it up in the dictionary, her picture is beside it.
Oh, no. Oh, bless.
Look, I live with Ron Schenck and I've raised John Garrett. And if it is bad enough for me, it's bad.
I was going to say, when you said her picture was in there and not Ron's, I was like, oh my gosh, wow.
She will ask me six questions on completely different subjects before I even have time to answer the first one. I mean, she is like a pinball.
Okay.
I mean, it's
she's
bad.
On it. She's on it.
So today she comes in first period. She has drawn all over her face.
What?
I mean, she has drawn. She's made herself a mustache a bit. I mean, she has drawn all over her face. And okay. Today was particularly bad. I mean, she was all over the, it just was, and me trying to, and today was lesson day. And I'm standing up there trying to teach us. And then she comes up to me and she says, Miss Shank. I'm like, what? She says, I've been out of my medication for several days, okay. But I think it's here. I think we can pick it up today. And she just talks. Blah, 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 blah. And I just wanted to look at her and go, no crap.
Yeah.
I mean, really
good to know because we were concerned.
By the time first period was over, I thought I have to go home and go to bed. I mean, I was exhausted.
Oh my goodness.
I was exhausted just one going into work. And then, I mean, she about put me down.
She just was going and on fire and just
woo,
firing on all the cylinders. And we like have half a cylinder.
So I
and those kids are like geniuses too, because their brains just move so fast. It's like fast. Golly.
She has PE right after me, so I texted the coach and I said,
"Run!
You're gonna run her. You're gonna want to run her today.
You're gonna want to do some laps today."
She told me she's been out of medication, and I mean, you're gonna run her.
just feel free for the rest of the everybody. Oh, bless her heart. That is too funny. Oh my, and I know exactly what you mean though about the dreams. That's what I was telling you. And actually they've gotten better. I was just realizing the other day, I'm still having them, but they're not quite as, I don't know, as much, but you wake up and you're exhausted.
It affects you. Yes,
it really does. Cause you and your brain has been going and going and going for hours and all night and trying to figure this out. And I would same thing, just wake up going, I don't feel like I've even slept.
Oh, I did. I mean, that was my whole dream. I kept thinking, I got to get some rest. I got to get exhausted. Yep. I got to get, and you know, and I thought, I just want to go get my bathtub. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to, and then all of a sudden my alarm goes off and I'm like, wait a second.
That's the worst. That's an actual nightmare.
What?
Oh, that makes me hurt.
I've been dragging all
day. I'm so sorry. That is nuts. Normally, oh my goodness.
Normally, you know, I go and do Firm Believer when we get off of here. I think that's out today.
You may need to get in the bath and then get in your bed.
I'm telling you.
You were dreaming about it all night long. I think you need to do it.
It's a sign from the Lord.
I think it is. It is. I mean, he loves him some Firm Believer too, but you know, there's a time where you just gotta get to the bed. Well, how's your back? Is it all better from your down in the back?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, ooh, hope she's not still down in the back. I have something in my eye right now, so I'm not crying. You're not making me cry. I just can't see. Okay. Well, I don't have much to talk about. I've been really boring. Busy doing stuff. The booth, I had a really good March. The booth was popping off. So I'm firing on all cylinders. Getting stuff ready, getting new inventory in, getting new ideas, working, tweaking my shelving. I have a whole new little vision and I've made some signs today. And cause we got Mother's Day coming up and that's like in 3 weeks. And then we got graduation and wedding. And I got this beautiful milk glass, punch bowl set that is so pretty. It's just the bowl. It has like the scalloped.
Oh, I bet that is gorgeous.
Scallop top. And it's not a super huge one. It's just kind of a nice little size. Yeah. And it's got the grape, harvest grape, like it's white. It's all milk glass, but it's got that grape pattern. And then it has 12 cups to go with it all, you know, and I'm going to hang them all the way around. And I'm like, how cute if you're doing a wedding shower or a baby shower, like you could just be the queen of the party with your little punch bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love that? And it's a great price because I got it for a good price. So it's a great price. And I'm just so excited about the punch bowl. I made a little sign, like, you know, kind of saying, be the hostess with the mostess and serve some punch in a vintage set.
I may have to buy that from you.
Well, you better get up here because it's fitting to go in. It's so cute. And like, I'm trying to bring punch bowls back.
Yeah.
That's one of my missions. Bring punch bowls back, y'all. There is nothing more festive than a bowl of punch. Like, and it's not hard. I mean, they can be hard, but like just having the right bowl and the little cups. And it's like, I'm just looking at this going, like I said, birthday, baby shower, Mother's Day, and it's white, so it'd go great, you know, coming Christmas, you put your eggnog in, you know, I'm just like, and then I thought, I had a really good idea, Jonah, you'd be proud of me. So then I'm like, and I haven't quite figured out how to do it yet, but I was working on typing it up today. So I'm like, I want to, and I've thought of doing this before, and I had never executed on it, but I'm like, I want to put with that punch bowl, either kind of physically or I made a little QR code today. I'm trying to figure out how to put with it a punch recipe, like a vintage, like my family's, like one of our punch recipes on a little cute card. that when you get your punch bowl, because maybe they don't have a recipe. Maybe some young person will be inspired and like, I want a punch bowl, but they need a punch recipe. I thought, how cute would that be?
It would be very cute.
I know. So I've been working on that today with our recipe that my mother-in-law made. At Christmas. I guess it was just at Christmas a lot, but I think it's called Golden Punch, but the kids renamed it Yum Yum Punch because they didn't know what it was. And they're like, "What are we going to have that, you know, that yum yum yummy yum punch?" So it's Golden Yum Yum Punch is what I'm calling it. But I was like, so I typed it all up and I got, but anyway, I thought I'm getting all brainstormy and I thought I could do that with other punch is so fun because there's so many recipes and how cute, you know, even at Christmas or something, I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate some recipes, vintage inspired, you know, as I sell a lot of tableware and a lot of servingware, you know, soup tureen, surprisingly, non-surprisingly, the soup tureens aren't selling great for me. The big, yes, beautiful, you know, that are so gorgeous. I don't know. I think they just take up room.
Yeah. I was going to say they're hard to store.
I think so. Yeah. And I think they're such statement pieces, but it's not like a plate that you could hang on a wall or, you know, kind of put like that. But I don't know. But I was thinking, I've got all these little stands and things, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun if I could, like, incorporate little recipes? We could put a Jell-O mold. We could put one of them Jell-O, Jell-O mold salads. I could do a bundt cake.
Yeah. A bundt.
You know, I don't know, just so I'm all inspired with that. So I've been working on that. The dining room table is covered with, you know, it was pretty for Easter and then I cleared it off and it's covered with stuff I got to get in quick for spring and Mother's Day. And then I got stuff collected out for Father's Day. And then, and this year too is the 250th, you know, 4th of July birthday of our country.
Birthday party.
So I have several things for that already, but how cute is all the blue and white dishes and red and white. And I have flags. I have old vintage stuff that I've had for years and just like fun, like vintage, you know, presidenty books and cool stuff like that. So I'm on it. I'm thinking this much ahead. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Normally I'm like, what?
Yeah, what's going on?
What? I got to do something at the booth. I got to put something in
right
there.
Right now, what is going on? Like at the school countdown. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I'm sure. But other than that, my dog, Sherlock, the beloved Sherlock, he's been doing this for a while, but I guess it just finally... Anyway, I was telling Avery because he follows me, the kid, because he follows me all over, all the pretty, you know, a lot of the day. He'll get to where he settles down in his little bed in the sunny window. If it's nice and sunny, sometimes he'll settle there, but he'll tend to kind of follow me. And if I'm at my desk, he'll be at his little bed there. But anyway, but he follows me in front of me.
That's shadow. Yeah. And you have to keep going.
He's in front of me at my feet. He's a dachshund. So like if I'm carrying something, I literally can't see him. And I'm walking and it's like he wants to, quote, follow me, but he is in front of me. So he's stopping and he's looking back and I'm trying to go around him and then he turns. And I'm like, you're going to kill me. It's kind of getting on my nerves. Killed by a wiener. It's kind of getting to the point I'm like, dude, dog, you really cannot follow beside me or behind me, like follow me. But it's like he wants to be the leader. I don't know what it is. Is it a protection thing? Like he thinks, but it's so awful because he literally has to look back and he stops right in front of me. And I'm like, dude, there's an easier way to do this. There's an easier way to do it. But he's not having it. So I almost died 3 times today. But other than that, it's fine. It's only Monday.
Only Monday.
Monday. Well, what else? How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
So Sunday, I had to do we had the Goldie Oldies
Oh, did you?
I just had to cook for them a little bit, and that was it. I didn't
was
have
it fun. Say, was it good? Well attended.
Well, it was. It was. It wasn't my committee that did it, so I didn't have to stay and help and clean up and all that. I just had to deliver some food.
Nice.
They took care of it, so that was great. Much easier than what I've done in the past.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Excellent.
And then I worked outside Saturday. I'm trying to redo my front and anyway, it's just a lot of,
do you have your ferns yet?
I do have my ferns.
Do you? I need to see my front is so bad right now because we're under construction a little bit with the patio. So it's like, I don't even want to get anything yet.
My ferns are up, but I'm like pulling my front flower bed out.
Oh, okay.
And I've got to figure out, of course, all that is shade and it's just not easy to plant and grow in the shade. Mm-hmm. The stuff that doesn't need to grow grows in the shade.
Yeah. <Very
well. laughs> I could grow, just not. So anyway, so that's what I did this weekend.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we kind of hung close to the house. We did go last, this week, I feel like it's been forever since I talked to you. This week has been like a long, I don't know why. Like I thought Easter was 2 weeks ago. It was really just.
It seems like Easter was a long time
doesn't
ago.
Doesn't it seem a long time ago?
By the time this drops, it is going to be 2 weeks.
True. But like all weekend, I thought, was Easter 2 weeks? Because I was eating leftovers and I'm like, how old are they?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
No, I did. That's actually when I was cleaning out my refrigerator, you know, and then I thought, it's just been a week.
It's been a week, 1 week. Yesterday. And I think part of it maybe was having the kids home. Cause that like, I don't know. I don't mean to say it made it feel longer, but it, like there was more stuff going on kind of. So maybe it felt longer. I don't know. Cause Thatcher was here till when did he leave? Oh, just this last Saturday. Yeah. So I think I'm all mixed up, but anyway, all that is to say, we did this last week, Tim and I got invited and Thatcher, to one of Thatcher's good buddies he went to high school with, Micah and his beautiful wife, Mo, who live here in town. And, they invited us over for grown-up dinner.
Oh, look at that.
I know. Let me tell you what, guys, there's just things that you go, it's so fun to see the friends, you know, the people that, you know, were your kids' friends and the ones that they still have relationship with and hang out with. And he hangs out with them a bunch whenever he's in town and they all really enjoy hanging out. Oh, and Micah, they have a hot tub. So of course Thatcher's like, I'm going over there. I'm like, okay, bye. but just so fun that they're with their grown up. Cause I knew this boy, I could tell some stories about Micah Gerstung. Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly good. I mean, this is, when the kids that were like carving circles into your table and outside macheting your tree trunks for no reason, you know, they grow up and turn into these great adults. And he actually, he sells at one of his business, he has another job too, but he sells and grows bonsai trees.
Oh yes. Yeah. They gave you one for Christmas.
They
is
did.
That right? Yeah.
They did. They gave Thatcher gave a bunch of most of us bonsais for Christmas and they were from Micah. And Hudson is now completely obsessed as he's wont to do. He'll full dive into something, like get really great at it. And anyway, he's all into the bonsai now. So I think on their little balcony at
yes. So
I think he's taken over.
I'll tell you just a quick story. Yeah. Caleb is house hunting right now.
Yes.
And, we're going through pictures of stuff as he's looking to, you know, tell the realtor which one he wants to look at. And he's kind of making fun of one on their back patio. I mean, there are plants everywhere, you know? And I said, I kind of like it. I don't know. Yeah. I like all the plants. He said, you and Hudson. He said, Hudson's got a freaking forest out here on the patio. The balcony.
That little rickety balcony. And I'm so scared to even walk on it because it looks like it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
But he does. He's taking over the, He's taken over their little balcony, and that's all due to Micah, who, like I said, he's got a full scale business. I mean, he can ship them. He showed us all the little new, 200 trees he got in, and then he wires it. I mean, it's a whole thing. I'm just so completely impressed. And I'm like, well, who knew when you were whacking my tree in the backyard for no reason that you were going to be this like amazing botanist person? Anyway, it's very exciting.
Who would have thought, Brandon and Dustin Perkins are a couple of boys that I kind of helped. I was friends with their mom, and she was a single mom. And so I kind of helped raise them and take them here, take them there while she was working. And I worked in the same school they did. So anyway, they became like nephews, I guess, to me. And they lived at Pickwick, and I'd have to take them down. We'd walk down to the lake. They'd fish. Brandon would always end up getting a hook stuck in Dustin, or Dustin would get a hook stuck in Brandon.
Of course.
I mean, it just was this whole, but we would fish all the time, sticking his thumb down in the fish's mouth that actually had teeth. And then anyway, it was always this whole thing. Well, then Brandon has grown up and is on like the professional fishing circuit.
I know, like what in the world?
I mean, he's like one of his tournaments. I think he won like $100,000.
I feel like you were like his first coach. I feel like you should get a cut of that.
A percentage of that.
I feel like you should.
Should. Yeah
for sure. Because you just sat down there and pulled hooks out of his head or whatever.
Anyway, I mean, you're just like all these little things that they do as kids. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait, you're doing this as grown up and making money. Okay.
I know. It's very fun. It's a very fun, it's delightful to be over at their cute, cute house and their yard. They're, landscaping their whole little backyard. And, it's just a lot of fun. So we did that. That was our big excitement this last week. So now Tim's starting to get into bonsai. He thinks he's getting into them, but I don't know if he really is or not, but we'll see.
Maybe like Ron that gets into something thinking that I'm going to.
Oh, like the sourdough starter.
Sourdough starter. Yeah.
No, Tim knows I'm doing great with my little bonsai that I was gifted. It's bloomed out its leaves. It's super, super cute. No, Tim's back in his, he is 3D printing me, fake wasp nests now. So that I can hang them. What'd you do to your hair? You look like a crazy muppet. I thought you just fluffed it up. Never mind.
No, my thing scooted back. My headphones.
Okay, it scooted back, and all of a sudden she was like, "Woohoo!" It was out there. I like it. You know, I like it when you're a muppet. Makes me happy. I know. So he's 3D printing me fake wasp nests so I can hang them in the little port. Outside our doors is where these. They always choose to start. And usually I just knock them. We have the mud, the ones that make it out of dirt.
Dirt daubers.
Yeah. And they start whenever year. And usually I just kind of go out with a broom handle at some point and just knock it down and they don't. But I thought, what if I stick that up there? Then apparently they see that and they're like, oh, no more. I can't be here because someone's already here. But the first nest he printed me though, I just told him that I wanted, I was like, hey, I saw someone on Instagram, I don't know what it was. And they had these plastic, looked like 3D printed wasp little nests. And I was like, oh, I want you to print me one of those. So he got on it before he even looked at what I was. Well, he printed me a whole like little miniature paper wasp nest. We don't have paper wasps. So he was printing and he was like, I don't think this is the right one. I was like, well, no. I was like, we don't have that kind, but I said, maybe if we put it up, that might work too. But he printed me the other kind too. I said, well, maybe if maybe they won't like it if they see that one too, I don't know. I don't know the wasp psychology. I just want them to go away. Stop nesting by our doors.
Okay. So here's the latest in the pool saga. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Give it to me.
Okay. All right. So had to have a new filter. Knew that. I've been putting it off, just stretching it, because pool filters are so expensive.
You might as well use it till it dies.
Pool liner.
Oh, liner. Okay. I was going to say, you might as well use the filter till it conks.
Right. And so the liner, you just stretch, you try to get as much out of it.
Absolutely.
So we did that and I knew it was just time to do that. So we had to get the new pool liner and then the pump. I knew we were going to have to get the pump. That's not a huge deal. It's just
on top of a liner.
Yeah, on top of the liner. Well, then they put the liner in, they installed the pump, they started it, and the sand filter blew up.
You are kidding me.
So now I have to have a new...
Oh, Joni.
But I
was getting a whole new pool. Is that what's happening?
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty much. The only thing I've not had to pay for was digging the pool and plumbing.
There you go. See, think about that.
Everything else is yeah, this is a huge project. But the the filter though has been here. I mean, it's never been changed. So
the
filter, you know, the big sand filter.
Oh, the sand filter. I'm with you. I'm back with you. Oh, that's the original one?
Original one.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's time, but anyway, it's just one more thing to add to it. So tell Tim, I need him to 3D print me.
Okay.
A big
pool sand filter. Because he'll get on it. Don't. He'll do it in little parts. It'll be a whole situation. That print will be running 24/7. Well, he could print you something. He'll print you a little.
Enjoy the pool.
Oh, yeah.
April 4th of July, we're never leaving the outside. Everybody, just your cots. We're actually going to sleep in the pool.
Okay. Okay. Big floaties. Everyone just get in.
I'm out of it. Yeah.
No, but sometimes Hudson gets up and Mo and I, he might fall in.
He'll wake up.
I don't know. I don't know if he still does it. Oh my word. Well, I know that's the fund. I get it. When it happens and we will extra enjoy it this summer. We will make sure that we comment on the beauty of the lining.
Beauty of the liner.
And the cleanliness of the filtered water, we'll just be...
Yes.
I do love... The thing about Joni's pool, y'all, that I love everything about it, first of all. But it's that it's a salt water...
Yeah.
Or whatever. Is that what you officially call it?
Salt water pool, yeah.
But it doesn't feel salty. Mm-mm. Like, you're not salty, but it's so you don't have that chlorine... So you can really be, I feel, you know, chlorine pools, I mean, I grew up, of course, going in them but you know, I think even as I get older, like on your skin and on your eyes and on your hair, it's just, it's harsh. It's hard on you.
Outside the pool, you can smell it. You know what I mean?
You smell like bleach and it's hard on your hair and your skin. It's hard on everything. And I'm like, it's so nice because you get out, it's such a difference. Like your skin's not as dry. Like, you just notice a huge difference. So I can just be in it more.
You don't have to shower as soon as you have, you know, I mean,
you don't get that like
sticky. Yeah.
And you would think, cause like, it's different when you're in the ocean, you get that like crispy, salty, it's saltier. The ocean is way saltier. I feel like,
This,
I don't never notice even getting, I guess I've
Burn
not
your eyes. It doesn't, no. If it burns your eyes, your salt level is off.
Right. So it's just so nice. Cause it's just, you don't have that harsh chlorine. You don't go in, you know, hair's all dried out and you're smelling like a, you know, bleach bath. So, yeah, we can get right in our caftans and watch Father Brown afterwards.
That's right.
These are the important things of life.
This is summer. This is what Holly and I do.
It is.
Get up in the summer and we go have coffee on the front porch, coffee and quiet time until about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come in and piddle around doing something. And by 11, usually we're out laying on the float in the pool.
Right about 11. You're exactly right. It's kind of like we hit about 11. We're got the suits on and we're floating. And
we'll come in around 12:30 and get some crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Or pimento cheese.
Pimento and cheese. Yeah.
Pimento cheese and crackers.
Pimento and cheese and crackers.
Uh-huh.
And then we get back on the float and we float around and solve the world's problems.
Yep.
Till about 2 or 3 usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Till the sun starts to, we know what time it is because we know where the pool starts to get all in shade. So the sun is just stays the longest at the deep end. So our floats, we're just continually like.
Moving on back with the sun.
Hanging out in that corner by about 3:30 or so. It's like, oh, okay.
There's that. And then. Mm-hmm. Come in and put on the caftans. And one summer we would watch Father Brown the whole, crawl back in the bed,
Yep. We'd either get in your room up in the bed or the TV room dark and under dark. The blankets and because you're tired after being out in that sun and floating all morning.
We worked hard.
It's floating. Hard. We do solve a lot of problems. We created this podcast floating in the pool.
Right. That's exactly right.
So there's no telling what this summer is going to bring.
Good Lord.
People are like, stay home.
Today I may go, I need to go float in the pool today. Goodness.
And I tell you.
All I can tell you is I hope her medication did come in fact, today. So
yes, I think that we'll just all be praying about that she's in good, feeling better, for sure. But you know, your pool, it's cheaper than therapy, I feel like.
It is cheaper than therapy.
If you really break it down, the hours, the enjoyment, the relaxation, you know, it could be worse.
It could be.
I don't know.
I don't have to pay on vacation to go to vacation.
Right.
On my back door.
That's exactly right.
And I'm not going to pay to go on vacation this year because out my back door.
Y'all, she sent me a text. I think we talked about this last time, but she was like, well, it's going to be this many thousands of dollars for the pool this year. So guess where we're going on vacation. And I sent her back this picture. I can't believe I found it from several years back of my little deflated kiddie pool and my two chaise lounges in my yard. Cause for a while there, you guys, I had a little blow up kiddie pool that I could get on a floaty. Cause I was that desperate. And I sent her that picture. Are we going here? Hers is much better.
See I guess real, I don't know what it was. They built a pool out of, out of pallets. And they built a pool. They laid pallets down like in a big square, you know, or a big rectangle. And then they put pallets up around it. And they put a liner down on top of that.
Oh, Lord. That sounds scary.
There was no filtration process at all. So there was no. But
so they built a pond, is what they
built. Yes.
I've looked at a couple years back after I did my two different kind of rectangle baby. It's not a baby. I guess it is a baby pool. Anyway, whatever. And Tim was always like, "You're killing that square grass in our yard." I'm like, "Who cares?" I was like, "It's my happiness is more important than that grass." But I did make up a plan and toyed with doing one of those stock tank, you know, because I had one of those growing up. Of course, we just, you know, filled it with the hose. We did throw in chlorine tablets and we strained it out and we kind of, no filtration, but you run off the water, you keep it clean, you put the chlorine in it, it was fine. But, you know, they have ones now. You see, I mean, you go on the Pinterest and you can see, like, you can get a filter. First of all, you can get a little, like a... attach a filter if you want to, and people build like little wooden decks on the side. And I had a whole plan for that. Well, that hadn't happened. I just go to Joni's now. I'm like, too much work. 5 hours, I could be at a pool.
That's all right.
I don't want to do that. I kind of do, but anyway, it's gotten bumped to the back of the list because we've had trees come down and all the other things.
We've had trees come down. Yeah, I've had some trees come down.
Well, it came down. on purpose, at a regulated rate.
Not regulated.
How is your cleanup going? Is everything pretty much?
We're making progress. Okay. Making progress. Mm-hmm. Backyard looks pretty good.
Slow and steady.
We need a stump grinder for the front yard. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were coming back to do that. I don't know if we have to call them to come back or exactly what.
But right. Anyway. Yeah. Usually it's another crew that comes in and does the stump grinding, but. That's a whole process. I'm learning to, I learned how to crochet a new bag. That was one of the projects that I worked on this last week. I decided I want to do more crocheting. And, you know, like I said, with blankets, like there's only so many blankets you can make. And although you can make a lot, but anyway, but I was like, I want to, again, I have a fantasy of selling them. This is my fantasy of, I don't know, sell them at some market. And I could, I may do. Or I'm not sure. I've got all kinds of ideas. I got to redo my Etsy shop. I got a lot going on this spring. See, I hibernated and I rested in the winter. And now springtime, Holly, is her little leaves are out.
Well, Joni did not hibernate.
Holly did. I was out for 2 months. Anyway, but I learned this new pack. I'd make this new crocheted bag and I made it big. It's like a tote, almost like a market tote. And it's made out of like three big granny squares and it's got a little handle and it is so cute.
Good.
I know. It's adorable. I'm not going to lie. It's so cute. So I was real excited about that. I'm already making like my third. I'm on my finishing my second because now I can't stop making those. So everyone's getting a bag.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! The thing about crocheting, I love it and adore it. But as I said, first of all, there's only so many, like, you don't need a million things, but if you like to do it. But the thing about selling crochet is you can't sell it. It's very expensive.
It's not worth your time.
It isn't. Now,
time is more valuable.
If you like doing it, you have to balance. Cause I'm like, by the time you spend the yarn, cause it's probably a little less than $20. Because I got a really good, like a thick, I didn't want a fuzzy yarn. This is a nice, almost like a t-shirty, nice corded yarn because it's for a bag. So you don't want to like have it be this big fuzzy mess. And so the yarn was probably close. I don't use quite two skeins of it, but two skeins of it were like 20. So let's say, how much do I have left? No, not a lot. Almost, probably, almost the full, let's probably, we could say 15, $18 or so of yarn.
Well, I mean, you had to buy it, so you've got the $20 in it.
I did, but like I can use that, sure. I mean, if I wanted to make another one in the same color, I can weave it together and I can do that. But yes, you're exactly right. You know, and I was like, the time, it's just, it's fun, you know, it's time. Because I was like, let me time, because I try to do that. I'm like, so about how long does it take me to make one of the big granny squares? Because there's three big granny squares, and then you're weaving in the ends, and then you're doing, and then there's two triangle pieces, and then there's a handle. So like just the three squares, I mean, it took me almost 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours to make one square. So like, let's say I'm making $15 minimum wage. Like, I feel like, you know, let's just do me minimum wage. I can't even justify it. I'm like, I got to do 10, but I'm like, $10 an hour times two, you know, three, that's $60. That's just in the squares plus your yarn, plus the finishing. I'm like, you know, it's a $70, $80 bag. I'm like, just to make the money. Now I enjoy it. I don't need to make that cost, you know, I don't know, but just these things I think about. I'm like, is it, you know, you can do it cause you love it and it's a hobby. And you can make your money and you can have a project. You know, I'm also watching TV while I'm doing it. I'm watching a movie. You know, if I'm just doing it while I'm sitting down doing something, I feel a little bit more like I would want to do it anyway. So I could do 10 anyway, but that's the quandary. So when you guys see things out in the world and you see like the Afghans at the thrift stores and all these things, like those are hours now. There's hundreds and hundreds of dollars
in time
of time and yarn for sure. So I don't know. Anyway, that's my little two cents. That's my little thrifting corner for you. You know, even at the antique malls and the booths and things, you see these. I have several. I need to get them back out to sell. But ones that I thrifted and got that, you know, are like Afghan, you know, blankets. And I'm like, this is a lot, worth a lot. Now I don't charge, you know, because I don't get it for very much. But I'm like, man, this is a lot of work, a lot of skill. So I'm like, save the Afghans. I need a t-shirt that says that. People will think I mean the dog, but I'll put it like, I'll put a little picture of an Afghan, not, you know, like a granny square or something on it.
A girl that I, or a woman that I teach with is actually going to like all these, you know, flea markets or little estate sales or whatever, and buying old quilts.
A lot of people are doing that.
And she's making jackets out of them and cutting them up and making sweatshirts or t-shirts or, you know, with just.
Yep. So. Do you remember my counselor, Sarah, who's on the, anyway, I know she makes a lot of those Bible covers and tote bags. She does all those out of quilts. And then I was, when we were down in Louisiana, Janice, Tim's and my cousin, whatever, cousin-in-law. Anyway, a little Janice-y. She's crafty, just like she can sew, which is like a whole nother level. But she'd gotten into two ideas that she did. One was she takes jeans and, let me think how they looked. Undoes the side seam, the outside side seam. And then I think she undoes it. Maybe she just quilts on top of it. She doesn't quilt, but then she takes a strip of quilt and puts it in down the side, the outside side of like these wide leggy kind of worn in jeans, and has these little quilty little jean accents.
That's cute.
I know, they were cute. She had several pairs. She's like, look at that. I'm like, look at that. Also does with that. There's, I don't know if you've seen this. I hadn't until she showed me, but now it's like popping up on my feeds and stuff. But where they'll take like a men's shirt, like an Oxford shirt, like a vintage, like if you can find like a Ralph, we've got all these Ralph Lauren shirts and things. And if you don't wear them anymore or whatever, and they'll take the bottom, since they're real long, cut off the bottom to shorten them up a little bit. And then takes that piece of material and makes a ruffle and attaches it to the collar and makes this ruffle collar matching little shorter shirt.
Cute.
I know, she's very crafty. I'm like, and you could wear those together. You could wear those with your little quilty jeans. Anyway, yes, I'm very impressed with what people are doing.
Oh, I need to do my recipe.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I just got a message from my husband that I have to do a big download and it might screw your Zoom up.
Well, I'm done. I have nothing else to say. I've been dragging it out because I'm like, I done nothing. So I'm happy.
No, just ADHD fest over here.
You can't get away from it.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, you need to go right to the tub. All right. Give us your recipe.
Right. So as I start coming into spring, I start liking lemon stuff. Mm. I don't know why, but that's my, I like lemon. I like blueberry. I like those lighter things. So These are lemon crumb squares. And I actually got this recipe from Frida Ash, who is, y'all hear me talk about Burnt Church. That's my Burnt Church lady. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so lemon crumb squares. And what you're going to need is a can of sweetened condensed milk, half a cup of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of a lemon rind, grated, use your zester there, 1.5 cups of sifted flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2/3 cup of butter, 1 cup of dark brown sugar, and a cup of uncooked oatmeal.
Okay.
So, which is a little different. I've had a lot of lemon squares, but I've not had it with oatmeal. So
this sounds like breakfast.
Yeah, it sounds like breakfast, doesn't it? So go ahead. You're going to grease an 8x12 pan, just butter it up real good. And then you are going to blend together your sweetened condensed milk, your lemon juice, and the rind of your lemon. Mm-hmm. And you're going to set that aside. And then you do use a lot of bowls with this. I will say that. You're going to sift together your flour, your baking powder, and your salt. Set that aside, and then you're going to cream your butter and your sugar together and just beat that until it's smooth. And then add your oatmeal and your flour mixture and mix that until it's crumbly. Spread half that mixture into the bottom of your greased pan and, press it down, pat it down. Mm-hmm. And then spread your sweetened condensed milk mixture over the top of that, and then cover it with the remainder of your crumbs that from your oatmeal mixture.
Okay.
And then you're going to bake that at 350 degrees until your edges are brown. It'll take about 25 minutes and you just cut it into squares.
Oh, that sounds really good. It really does sound like breakfast. I feel like with a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Cool. Maybe we need to add that to our summer coffee time.
Oh, I can make that.
That's all I need in the morning. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much for that recipe. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
Damn.
Okay, these are very easy and simple this week. I went with an all Trader Joe theme here, unintentionally. These are all three things from Trader Joe's. I will bring you some when I come. Good. That's all she wants to know, guys. She's like, Do I get it? Okay. First thing is Trader Joe's caramel or caramel, if you want to say that, but it's caramel, caramel coffee almonds, Joni.
Oh,
they're caramel. They've got a sweet, I will but it's tell you coffee would, flavored.
Love that is my mother.
Okay. I'll bring a couple. I'll bring several bags. They are so good. Someone, Santa put those in my stocking, i.e. the kids. They go to Trader Joe's. They go get stocking stuff for us. It's so cute. So I didn't try them till like, I don't know when it was, when, you know, I ran out of all my, and I was digging into my good stocking stuff that I save anyway. So I started eating on those back in February or something, but they're crunchy and sweet, but there's a distinct coffee flavor to them. So
that's good. Cause a lot of times you don't get that coffee. It'll say, you know,
yep. Whatever. That's what I'm saying.
Like a latte or whatever, but you don't get that coffee flavor.
Nope. These really are a sweet caramely, but like real thin, crunchy coating on the almonds. So they're crunchy and it gotta be kind of good for you because it's an almond.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. The next thing from Trader Joe's is not good for you, I'm sure. Although I think it says like no artificial dyes and no preservatives, no bad stuff.
But, oh, well then it's good for you.
Okay. Okay. Good. Excellent. Trader Joe's rolled corn tortilla chips in the chili lime flavor.
Oh, I bet that is good.
Again, I don't know where these appeared in my pantry. And I think I was telling Avery, she's like, oh, I think I must have gotten those. Cause I was like, I don't know who bought these around Christmas time, but they were in there. And I don't eat a lot of snacky chips, but I was wanting something and I opened them up. And they are rolled up, which is hard to explain. So they're kind of long, skinny, like the tortilla chips been rolled. And they're just coated in whatever, this lime and chili. And I'm telling you what, they are so good. I have two more bags downstairs right now.
Ava eats something like that. And it's not the Trader Joe's. I can't remember what it's called, but.
It's a problem. It's a problem. So those are delicious. And then the last little thing is just a Trader Joe's. And this is also something that appears in my stocking pretty much every year now, but they have a little bottle of, it's their lavender hand sanitizer spray and it comes in a nice good size, you know, but purse or car size, little spray bottle. So it's really easy to use. You're not squirting. You have it in my car. I use it all the time and in my, it doesn't dry. It has a nice, just nice lavender, kind of real lavender scent. So it's not yucky. It doesn't really stay around, but it's just great, especially with all my thrifting and sourcing and just everything. I get in the car and I just spray down and do all that. But it feels very nice and it smells good. It's like a little air freshener while you're sanitizing.
You know that I have never been to Trader Joe's.
Listen, you've got to get up here. Do they have one in Florence?
No.
They don't.
Oh, you got to go to a city.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's not one in Florence.
Yeah, I mean, they're not small. And we have three. And all, I'm pretty sure we just have three in all of the St. Louis area. Is it, unless I'm missing one. I know there's three. So they're far, you know, exactly. They're not kind of like on every corner, but their stuff is so good. It's good. And it's reasonably priced. That's the thing. You're like, okay, I went in before Easter, got a bunch of flowers. They have great flowers. I bought potted plants for the table, but they also have really beautiful cut flowers. Like you can go in and make a really cool, beautiful bouquet and not spend an arm and a leg. It's amazing.
Oh, I've never been.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put that on our list. Zoo, Botanical Garden, Trader Joe's, Ted Drew's.
Yep.
Do it all. Well, thanks for spending another hour or so, whatever, with us today, guys. Hope your week is going great. Hope the weather's nice where you are. And we'll be back next week and we'll see, you know, what we feel like talking about. But until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch. What is with your eyes? What are you doing?
I was ready. I looked up from my coffee to get ready, and you don't have a costume on today.
I am too tired for a costume today.
I was ready. I was sipping, and I was like, oh, look up, Holly, look up.